Is your world turned upside down after a car accident? Wounded, worried, and a lot of wandering thoughts. There's a lot of information to process and a lot of things to do on the road to recovery. How can you decipher all this information? How can you take care of yourself while dealing with a personal life that continues regardless of personal injury? Talking About You with Estra will spend time today sharing helpful hints on survival after being involved in a car collision. Call in and speak with me, Estra, your host, at 718-766-4385. I'll be taking your questions, comments, or answers to car accident concerns. One of the first concerns most people have after being involved in a serious car accident is what's going to happen now. Most people today don't have enough savings for a single rainy day versus months and know right from the start this means troubles and hardships. Worry is one of the first things injured face. Will life change? How long will it take for recovery? What if recovery means a life transition and not going back to a previous way of living, but a new way of life? Yet, with the levels of pain most people are feeling after a car wreck, some of the life issues are put back in proper perspective. The thought, "Turn off pain alerts in my body so I can think better," often come to mind. But in order for this to happen, lots of rest might be needed, along with patience to take concerns one day at a time. When injured, trying to solve all problems now faced is typically not possible, especially if you have few resources and little help. This is a time to develop a plan that will work for your personal circumstances, help get you through rough times, and keep you focused on the fact that you will get through this difficult time. There isn't anything under the sun that hasn't been faced by someone who has walked on this earth. And whatever life experiences come your way, believe me, you can make it to the other side of accomplishment and recovery. When injured, don't become overwhelmed. This only slows down the recovery process in most cases and hinders your ability to reach goals. So today we're going to talk about three survival ideas to help move through a car accident journey. Number one, take care of yourself. Is priority one. Are you used to assisting everyone else first? Are you last on the list? Congratulations! You've moved up to the head of the line and hopefully will remain here after recovered. The struggles in life often place individual goals on the back burner in order to get something needed for survival. One thing injury teaches us from my perspective is to slow down and release responsibilities that others can carry. We must first take care of ourselves, otherwise one is not operating at full capacity and cannot give something one does not have. So fill up your tank first, so to speak, and then extend a helping hand. This lesson also teaches that sharing with others is less burdensome on everyone involved, and each person can take pride in their role as part of a relationship. Learn about your specific injuries. Often doctors will not tell you how long it takes for recovery, typically because everyone heals differently. But doing a little research on your own online will help provide a time frame for recovery, how others have transitioned through this process, the troubles most have faced, typically the concerns are the same for many, and learn what you can do to help facilitate this journey into a better place. Remember, love starts with you for you. In other words, having compassion, care, and concern for yourself makes a difference. Don't worry about your plight in life at this time. There will be plenty of time to be concerned with this, along with the perspective of others. Remember, you are the most important person in this equation. Once healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you will be able to sprint into the next destination. The key is to make sure you've done all your homework first, where you are, so it's not taken into the next stage of your life. Number two, mind, body, and soul. Often we don't take the time to evaluate the wounds of our souls. It's more acceptable to talk about the outside physical pain Rarely is there injury only on the outside. The hurt in our souls is very real, and in my opinion, post-traumatic stress disorder, which people in car accidents or many different types of trauma encountered, is also an affliction within one's soul. When things outside our normal scope of life must be processed, sometimes it takes a while to adjust and determine where this information and coping mechanisms will be placed, along with how they will work for our betterment. Just as the outer injuries can be healed, those punctures in the soul must also be comforted. Therefore, do not ignore the hurt and pain inside. Emotional and spiritual concerns must also be acknowledged. Being made whole again is a process for the entire you, not just specific areas. Take time, see where you are today, and what you must do in order to feel and become completely comfortable with yourself again. It'll be worth the time and effort. Try it and see. Number 3. Car collision claim process. The emotional impact of having to repeat this experience over and over again does nothing for the healing process. Therefore, make sure to write down what happened as soon as possible after the collision, keeping with the facts only. Get a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra, and use the area in the back to help with documentation, and use this whenever questions arise about what happened. Don't be dragged into an emotional discussion with anyone, and only discuss this with individuals that must know about it for processing your insurance, employer, or Social Security disability claim. The emotional injury of processing your claim may take up more energy than imagined, but by just stating the facts, it will help you keep your claim on target and take less of your energy so that it can be used elsewhere. Don't spend a lot of time worrying about this process. Most of these corporations already have decided what they will do regarding your claim. So don't give them a hold on your life. Just do the best you can and keep going, regardless of their decision-making. When you give them control over your life, there is no guarantee where you might end up. Some may treat you fair, while others just may not. The key is to request your benefits from them, watch how they respond, and if treating you badly, choose how you will deal with them. Also remember, you can always contact me, Estra, at support@estraseattle.com. Whatever you're going through, thousands of others have gone through it too. This is a good time to go out on YouTube and listen to my car accident playlist at Estra Seattle. The greater understanding about what you might face when dealing with insurers of any sort, public or private, the better able you'll be able to be your best advocate. Stay safe, well, and determined, and thank you for listening. Now available are no-peep smartphone camera privacy protections out on eBay under Estra Seattle. It's something so simple for your phone that solves a major problem of preventing spying through your own phone. It's comfortable for your devices, your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, and provides peace of mind for you, because your privacy isn't anyone else's business. Purchase No Peeps by Estra Seattle today, and stop the peeping Toms.